translation. It is now ascertain that he, the personality of Godhead, is unlimited and there is no one equal to him. Consequently, no one can speak of him adequately. Great demigods cannot obtain the favor of the goddess of fortune even by prayers. But this very goddess renders service unto the Lord, although he is unwilling to have such service. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and all parampara. Purport. The personality of Godhead, or the Parameshwara, Parabrahman, according to the Shrutis, has nothing to do. He has no equal, nor does anyone excel him. He has unlimited potencies, and his every action is carried out systematically in his natural and perfect ways. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is full in himself, and he has nothing to accept from anyone else, including the great demigods like Brahma. Others ask for the favor of the goddess of fortune, and despite such prayers, she declines to award such favors. But still, she renders service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he has nothing to accept from her. The Personality of Godhead, in his Garbhodakashaya Vishnu feature, begets Brahma, the first created person in the material world. From his navel, lotus stem, and not in the womb of the goddess of fortune, who is eternally engaged in his service. These are some of the instances of his complete independence and perfection. Thus, he has nothing to do. That he has nothing to do does not mean that he is impersonal. He is transcendentally so full in inconceivable potencies that simply by his willing, everything is done without physical or personal endeavor. He is called, therefore, Yogeshwara, or the Lord of all mystic powers. Words again, it is now certain that he, the Personality of Godhead, is unlimited and there is no one equal to him. Consequently, no one can speak of him adequately. Great demigods cannot obtain the favor of the goddess of fortune even by prayers. But this very goddess renders service unto the Lord, although he is unwilling to have such service. Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Okay. Yeah, can take this. Hare Krishna, everybody. Thanks for coming. Again, I'm going to bug you with some random things. That's me. So this verse, I read again. Interesting. It is now certain that he, Personality of Godhead, is unlimited and there is none equal to him. Consequently, no one can speak of him adequately. Great demigods cannot obtain the favor of the goddess of fortune even by prayers. But this very goddess of fortune renders service unto the Lord, although he is unwilling to have such a service. So this verse depicts in big degree kind of unfortunate position of the demigods. So they seek favor of goddess Lakshmi. See, they are attracted to sense of opulence, but not to be free from that, see. So this attachment for opulence, enjoyment, sense gratification, it brought them actually to heavenly planets, see. So it's not so easy to obtain the planets. It's a great endeavor there, so you get attached to this, see. And now finally they have their own heavenly planets. Wow, like finally they're there, you know. It is not easy to go there finally. Can you imagine? You obtain something, you endeavor for something very seriously, and it finally happens. Just, of course, you'll be attached to it for some time at least, see. Did you ever endeavor to obtain something? I'm sure all of us did. So attachment to get there, you know, and attachment to when you obtain, it's just great, see. The opulence, what demigods seek, that's what motivates them to carry on, just like endeavor. Like everybody, even demons have a determination in these ways. See? The point is that I just lost my anyway. They know actually there is a high thing spiritual, but you know they turn their heads to Lakshmi to gain their favor. See. So, one thing I was thinking by reading this very verse is that we can think, oh, they are attached to opulence, of course. So much opulence there, you know. Of course they're attached. How cannot be attached? But when you think really seriously that every level has its own realm of attachment. Like, for example, dogs don't aspire for our own luxury apartments, for cars or something, you know. Dog doesn't care which car master has, you know, really, or what flat he has. Dog doesn't care. So this is realm of attachment. It's very minor. And normal people, they are not attached to luxury or lower animals or lower grade life. Some people are sick and they are, but normal people are not. In the same way, as dogs, that doesn't stay our own opulence we enjoy. And you may be, I mean, his dog, but we are disgusted with such a kind of realm of enjoyment. They are our own, our aspirations. And we aspire also for something higher, not for something lower. See? In the same way, we can say we are not attached. Demigods, they go to Lakshmi, they want opulence. But in our realm, we are also attached. Like anyone, any person on this planet would like to improve his life, isn't it? Something bugs you, something, you know, something you would like to have more. Even if you have recently good situation, wealth, whatever, it would be nice to have a little bit more. Ask your hostess, a little bit more, and then a little bit more. Or there, more beauty, more strength, more knowledge. Even as a devotee, it would be nice to have more knowledge, capacity, memorize. So this is all the same kind of urge to have opulence, see. The same demigods, they don't aspire for our own enjoyment here. They don't. They said that this place is not even suitable for their toilets anymore. Somebody mentioned, I don't know where that coming from. They're not interested. But in Vedic time, some demigods, they were so attracted even to the opulence of saintly kings, Maharaj Yudhishthira, the fame. That means it was such a unimaginable for us now. What does it mean, this wealth in past, which demigods were attracted? Now, nobody. They're not interested in our realm. But they may aspire to be attached to, for example, I don't know, Tapaloka, Janaloka, a little bit higher realm than Svargaloka itself, up to Brahmaloka. See? The same way, Brahma doesn't aspire to enjoy down something lower. So that's a realm. So in one sense, this verse describes us. He's mentioned demigods. They go to Goddess Lakshmi, but it's about us. Anyone would like to have some more opulence, see? Not something animalistic, see? If you ever think, I need this, I need that, you know, there's a needs in us, so the same. It's so essential, like either imposed by consumerism, consuming society, or just our own concocted needs very often, see. They don't want to have more, like anyway. Unnecessary things, all the way we have. As grihasthas, wife sits on computer and browses. Can I buy this? Can I buy that? It's not necessary, maybe, essential, but That's thing in us, you know. It will be a little bit more, a little bit better, a little bit, you know, like health even health. You know, everybody would like to have a little bit better health. There is something bugging your body, some default inside. It would be nice to get rid of that, you know. It would be nice. So, you know, this aspiration is in everybody to have more than... And really, when you turn every stone in entire material creation... There's always some damn thing is missing. really. Always, just never right. It's always, doesn't matter. Read more, like, therefore, is, you know, Dukalayam, Shashvatam. Doesn't matter, you know, you can think, oh, these great demigods, spiritual beings, whatever. They have their own things which bugs them, you know, which we cannot imagine. So, so that's kind of, in one sense, you know, idea, you know, to have some favor of Lakshmi, isn't it? Would be nice, a little bit more. Or in favor of Saraswati, would be nice, yeah, some knowledge. Shri, our beauty, what is there, all the demigods are in charge, you know. It would be nice to have, you know, favor of them, see. The demigods are not blind, I mean, kind of close their blind eye and go to Goddess Lakshmi directly. So this attachment. So they ignore this, you know. But Lakshmi is a chanchala. Why is chanchala? Because she knows they don't worship me for the because of devotion, because they love me, because they adore me. You know, they want what she has to offer. So in one sense, why, you know, you can give, but it's all right. But, you know, therefore she doesn't stay long in such a place. Therefore demigods cannot gain her favor, see. In one sense, chanchala is get bored with situation. She's, you know, she's just flickering, you know, because only one place she can find a shelter is lotus feet of Narayan, service of Narayan, see. And if one can somehow assist Lakshmi, Narayana's service, and then he is blessed by her truly, see. That's how it is. You can assist, like. But if you hamper, then you are finished. Like, you know, you have a story of Jaya Vijaya in previous life, but no, maybe same life. So Mao Narayan told him, I'm here and nobody should come into quarters. And Lakshmi was out and when she wanted to come in, they stopped her. Jaya Vijaya, no way. He told us, no one. She cursed them. You're going to end up in material world. Or Ravana, you know, he took Lakshmi from Narayan. So these kind of examples from Shastras. But if you assist Lakshmi and Narayan, Hare Krishna, means, you know, bring them together. And she gives blessing. See? And another point there is, Lord is so full of opulence, he doesn't need anyone. His opulence is constantly expanding. There's no end of it, see. If God would be not expanding, what will happen at some point? If he would not be constantly expanding his potency, he will come to the point of saturation. You will become bored. All this, some tradition, there kind of like Greek mythology, you know, like God gets bored, he's old and he's nothing to do. And whatever he wants, he comes. Like, there's no endeavor, there's no anticipation, there is no, yeah, can you imagine yourself? You are given this opulence of supreme, but you are jiva. And you can get anything instantly, whatever you imagine. Just one thought is there. Ooh, it's terrible. You know, there's no, you know, nothing to aspire for, you know. You become suicidal. God commits suicide, and then, phew, what will be this world? So that's only God. Therefore, main aspect of Krishna, in that sense, is ever expanding. And this is key point which make him not to be depressed, but always happy. At some point, he has some imagine some desire, whatever, aspiration. He's not even sure it's going to happen. It's this kind of thing, how Maya works. And then he does. How they said, it's a big boulder. If you go, it's all-powerful. Something, can he lift this boulder? How is that exactly? I forgot this analogy, you know. Yeah, it can be any boulder so heavy that God cannot move it. And I said, yeah, you can create so big boulder, it cannot move it, but the next moment you're going to move. you're going to move it. So ever-expanding potency, something. So therefore, this ever-expanding, that's what it's a feature of God, which is always, and those who attach to him in the service, they get the same thing. Otherwise, we jivas are doomed to get saturation. See? And if we would add such a limit, also, there's another aspect to it. If we had such a limit, not ever expanding, then at some point we'll be able to grasp his nature, how his mechanism works, how he's operating. We would know. We may accept, yeah, he's supreme. No problem with that. He can supreme. But I have a formula. So I can use all that for my purpose. There's another thing. That's, you can hold God in there. There's a laws. Yeah, I have them. I know them. I'm clever. I have a formula. So I can manipulate. I can do whatever I want. See? So therefore, anything else really we ask for, it creates bondage. Anything. See, demigods. Asking favor of Lakshmi means we plan to stay in this realm forever. You know, they have intelligence, but in the heart, this Hridaya Granthi is so strong. They can, you know, I don't know how to get rid of that, see. Anything but creates bondage, see. Ask, I mentioned health, opulence, spouse. Some people's praying to a spouse, good wife, good husband or something. It's all bondage also. Condition. Of course, also if you are very poor, you cannot think of sublime subject. You all the time what is on your mind, your financial situation. So too much suffering kind of hampers self-realization. Too much opulence, like demigods also. Never enough. See? Therefore, in Veda, there's a link. You know, you can have your opulence, but then somehow it's connected with the yagyas, with the, you know, it's regulated, so you get a little bit Krishna consciousness. Although this is very, very slow, but you get slowly something, you know. Krishna knows your mind. There's no disattachment. So, also people ask mostly favor of demigods or Lakshmi particularly, not of Hari, because Hari means one to take, one who takes everything. That's one version of somebody takes him like that. You may take everything. All he does, they don't believe that he's going to provide what they need. So another thing, But even Lakshmi itself, she draws everything from Krishna. And she is not interested in all that. But she goes directly to render service to him. See, it's like a demigod. Like you have wealthy, very wealthy, disposable man. You know, you give charity, you go to him and ask for £10. Well, this is almost insult, but, you know, he'll give. You know, of course. This may be our intermediate need. Panic, oh, I need £10. Or they will, I don't know, disconnect my electricity or gas or something. You know, yes, okay. But then there's a long. So more intelligent person will think, let me sort all my situation for good. See, ask for more. But point is, we are not satisfied. You lost £10, £20, £1 billion, £1 million, £1 zillion, if you can. It's ever increasing, you know. But the intelligent person should sit and think, what this will bring me, actually, this endeavor to obtain this. What is actually, you must, whatever I aspire, you have to have a picture in mind. What is complete picture of it? What is outcome of it? So, of course, Vaishnava, if you have the chance to ask for favor, he's modest. He'll ask just basic needs, like Vamanadeva asked 3 paise of land. I don't need any more, because this was tricky. He got everything. But in that sense, like, you know, I don't know what you think, but, you know, if you have a chance to somebody ask you, you know, whatever you want, I give you. I mean, you need one day to think first. So So to connect to that ever-expanding person, that's our happiness, our probably only happiness. Not probably. That's our only happiness. So because whatever you achieve, it gets boring soon. Because let's say boredom is the most prominent feature of this world. You get bored, see, with everything, you know. Therefore, this is a world of passion. Why? Because you get bored and you aspire for something else, get something else. Therefore, it's passion constantly, newer stimulants, you know. Therefore, only in relation with God, who is ever expanding, this kind of takes you on the board. And then, you know, see. The personality of God is the Parameshvara, Parabrahman, according to the Kshrutis, has nothing to do. He has no equal, nor does anyone excel him. He has unlimited potencies, and his every action is carried out systematically. So, as I mentioned, boredom is very prominent in this world. People run to go. For example, it's known in psychology that those who are workaholics, they call them, always active, this just covers depression. Because this is how you express yourself. I exist, you know. And you kind of aim to do something for somebody. You're constantly active, constantly. Because if you don't, depression. So it gives you a sense of worth also, you know. See. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a purpose in life, see. Also, it gets attention, some importance there. So this workaholic, it's kind of covered depression also. Okay, you mentioned this. So only the Supreme, therefore, can have fun within his creation. See? Like, let's say you create something with great endeavor, either by your monetary means or by your endeavor, you build big house, like huge mansion. Finally, you enter in. Wow, nice. But soon you'll end up staring in the wall, sitting on a bed. There's one video when we were doing Bhakti Shastri. Somebody showed this video. There's a man there, like a cartoon. He's just walking, you know, and then exploring this wall. Whatever he sees, he grabs for his enjoyment, you know. Just walk on, step on everybody, you know. Take a gun, kills the bears, kills the fox, take a skin on, take a boots of snakes. It's kind of nicely made cartoon. He's just walking, just grab everything and then eating all junks of food and pollutes everything, you know, destroys everything. And on the end of the movie, he climbs on the top, big hill of garbage. He created all this pile of garbage. And at the top, and his chair there, he sits there, he's a king. He gets everything by exploding everywhere. And then, what to do now? And then there's some UFO comes, alien comes, you know, land there. Oh, he's a whatever entity here, human being. And he's a human there. I approach to him, he's just sitting there, he's a king, you know. And then they see all this garbage, what he did, and realize, this man is nuts. And then they take some board. Yeah, in front of his lake, there was a board written, welcome, you know, by somebody there. They take this board and smashing down to death and then go into their spaceship and just go like this. So you get bored, you know, you did everything possible, you know. So there's no excitement about anything. So that's the thing. Aspiration for that, you know, takes time to get realization that you're not going to get this ultimate happiness. No way. Also because it's boredom place. So people are, we are hesitant to approach God also because we take him also, although he's much powerful. But this, you know, at some point he'll get saturated also. See, God can reach his limits as well. See. Also, when you hear the pastimes, you know, you hear once, and hear one the same. You know, Often there's a feeling, I heard that there's nothing, something more, some other more thing. So then you explore some Goswami's literature, whatever, try to find more of it, to impress somebody with some intricacies or something, you know, ever new. See? Also, when there's no challenge, you have to concoct something. People concocting all kinds of challenges, crazy things, just to shake off this depression. Do something constantly. Yeah. Also, there is an innate feeling in us that if you would reach something highest limit possible, then you would be happy. In one sense, you acknowledge God, that He is supreme, He must be happy if you would reach the same, maybe finally, it's something which pushing us. Otherwise, what would push us inside? If you know there's no happiness, who will be motivated to do anything here? And, jiva has limits. See? And he expands it in all things. But here, material world is such an interesting copy of spiritual world. You know, there are so many things to do. So when you reach the limit in one thing, although even that is difficult, in some area, particular area, to achieve total perfection in that is very difficult. There's always somebody can do more. But therefore, we have so many things. When you're saturated with one, we go to another. So that's kind of, in spiritual world, every single thing is expanding unlimitedly, constantly, see. Therefore, it is like a playground, you know, playground. See, copy of this spiritual world, like a child's toy. For him is real, but it's a toy. It doesn't work, you know. Like a toy land. We're lost in toy land here. Even if you give me a real thing, like once I have plastic watch, for me it was real. For that, it's so silly. Then I got some broken real watch, but it's the same thing. Wow, real, but doesn't work. So it's a toy land. So that's a level of enjoyment, you know. We need plastic watch or real broken watch. Demigods don't care for that, you know. And prove that Lord is supreme, is jiva connects with Him, then is ever expanding happiness. See, otherwise to get favor of Lakshmi, Narayana, Shri is the same. God will not bring us, I mentioned before. See, others ask for favor of the goddess of fortune and despite such prayers, she declines to award such favors, but still she renders service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he has nothing to accept from her. See, if you can assist Lakshmi, then she may turn your attention. See. And still she renders service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he has nothing to accept from her. See? Nothing to accept. I don't know, would anyone marry like lady, marry any husband who doesn't need absolutely anything from her? Even attention, even doesn't need emotional support, nothing. He can't even beget child on his own. I don't know. Would anyone be interested in that? See, or even she may stay or go, like totally cool, like. So, you know, so this is not how. But somehow, you see, Supreme doesn't have nothing to accept for anyone, but he accepts the service. And why Goddess Lakshmi is so eager to have favor of the Lord? So that's interesting. Okay, she is like expansion Radharani. For example, Narayana, I mean Krishna is supreme, but he expands at Narayana or Vishnu because there are people who want to reciprocate in such a way and he comes to that level. And then Supreme, Lakshmi, whatever, Radharani, doesn't want to let him alone. She is not interested in such a kind of reverential relationship. But she expands herself to that realm not to leave Narayana alone, okay? Serve him there. So it's how she expands. Because why? Because by default, she is programmed in that way. Service, that's a program of all jivas. service. See, like we have a software, all of us, Nitya Krishna does. This is our software, all jivas. See? But now, you meet some hacker, and hacker goes, and what he does, alters your programs, you know, inserts the virus of Maya in your consciousness. Yeah. And then, Guru must come to reset you to default settings, reboot your system, scan you for viruses, and then do a very hard job to make you get rid of them. Software to get rid of your viruses. And constantly scanning. Guru scans disciple constantly. Well, Prabhupada used to do always. Just observe, he could notice something is discrepancy there. What's that? The other day I was reading, when they made this painting for, I don't know, it's the fourth canto. They made Lord Brahma comes, and there's on the causal ocean, there's a Narayan, there's a stem of lotus, as mentioned here, and Brahma on the lotus. And everybody first was amazed. Printing is perfect, and bounding is perfect, book is perfect. And when he came to these paintings, open, and his face just turned dry. What is that? Who did this? What is just wondering? What's happening? They painted from the top view. They painted. You see Narayana from the top. You viewing. And you see Brahma from the top. And he said, "What is that helicopter view?" Prabhupada said, "Who bent that? That means I'm here above, and I'm seeing Brahma. I'm above. It's kind of. You see, it's so subtle. Like, you know, Prabhupada just depict. You know, these subtleties. It's interesting. So, Guru scans you constantly. You see." So therefore, when you roam to this material creation, exploring, browsing of this material world, then we come to the Maya's places, see, and then we pick up here and there some malicious software in that places, which damages our system, and they develop all kinds of ideas. That's the thing. Not functioning really properly, you know. Like, you know, how mad you get if your computer gets some faults and, you know, you scroll in and suddenly pointer goes somewhere else. You know, what the hell? You know, something doesn't work properly. So therefore, if supreme couple is engaged in service of each other, then how we can think that there's something higher in entire creation? So, you can approach that divine couple through devotional service only, as mentioned already. Sorry. Okay, you can say that we're running on taste, basically, to reach that supreme. Our only fortune to develop this taste for practicing for service, especially for the Holy Name. That's our only saving grace in this material creation. Otherwise, saturation is inevitable here, whatever. And also, we have to have at least taste for some item of sadhana, some of the practices. We cannot just run dry with anything, you know, you don't have taste for anything, see. And also it's wrong to think, oh, this is the way, this is the way. I think last we had some argument with Prayojana Prabhu. He was kind of emphasizing pure devotional service, selfless service. I was speaking about things, how to come there through hearing. To hear and hear until finally, yeah, finally, I am a servant. There is no death, you know, so hearing, and then come that. So maybe his main item is service. He gets boost out of this. Why I mention is japa mostly. So all these different items, we should not say, oh, this is wrong, or this is, you know, you have to somehow come. In that sense, there is no need to argue about that. We need some taste to be able to run on, that's the thing. So you have to find your own source of inspiration and taste and run on it. I have some notes, but I have to skip, sorry. So he is fooling himself here. Yeah. Doesn't have to accept anything from anyone else. This already read. So in order to, I have mentioned before, our aspiration is always for something. So we are not satisfied ever with what we have. You know, there's some problem in the body or in the mind or situation. We're aspiring. Or each one of us has something bad qualities, some anomaly physically or emotionally, which often he tries to hide. And then there is things which he wants to emphasize also. He's proud of his whatever it is, and then try to put this forward as a curtain to to cover his bad qualities. There's another thing of insecurity. See. And things which he's embarrassed with, try to hide. See. Living life of insecurity. Or have, you know, to have anything more. Great devotion. Again, lacking. I would like to be a devotee, okay, devotee things. I don't want anything, I want devotion. It means you don't have, you're aspiring for. Is that really true? That's another thing. Or would be, even as a devotee, it would be nice to have some fame, some self-worth. You can say no, but yeah, why not? To be celebrity on ISKCON, or to gain mystic powers, animal, like cities, property. Would you like to be someone else? Are you happy with your form? This is from video I made about mystic cities. I'm crazy. You know, you want to have something? Do you have mystic power? Happy with your form? You want to touch the moon? Okay, I will finish here. Not to bother you anymore, but that's the point. Demigods go to Lakshmi, but all of us also. It would be nice to aspire to get some favor of all these demigods for our success, because there's no happiness in material world. That's a thing. Hare Krishna. That's it. It's up to you if you want to say something. I end up class.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you very much for this class. I have a question concerning the verse where it said that consequently no one can speak adequately on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And oftentimes we hear this as a kind of argument from maybe impersonalists, but also others, that these are just words.
Yeah.
So what would you say, like, what is your response to that? How can we understand it? We would just say, is it, it's revelation, and that's why it's special, or?
No, he said, okay, there's a verse. It's now certain as his personality, God is unlimited, and there is none unequal to him. Consequently, no one can speak of him adequately.
Like, you could say, Supreme Truth is therefore unexplicable, you know, and that's why we don't talk about it.
Yeah, of course. You will, you know, I guess it is in the sense that you will never be able to really grasp Krishna completely. Not possible. This is not possible. How is it possible? Something constantly running after you, and you are there, you can put your hand on, but you have to run. You never stop. This will never stop. It's not that rabbit will stop, or you shoot it, and I'm sick of you. Okay, stop the run. It's constantly running, so can put hands and continue running, then you can say, okay, he has a black tail and he has big ears and, oh, okay, he's running. So anyway, this is a stupid example. But ever expanding. So in that sense, who can adequately talk to him? Who can ever think that I can describe Lord completely? It's not possible. So just by this, disqualifies you completely from even being a devotee. So no one can adequately means there's no limit. In spiritual realm, there is no limit. It's ever expanding. There's no eternity. So in that sense, yeah. You know, but according to your realization, you can speak. For us is enough. Capacity of jiva is not to be able to understand supreme fully anyway. You know, first you have to leave this body, material body, and then even subtle body you cannot. So in other words, to understand God you have to die, you know, completely spiritual, I mean subtly or physically. There's no way to expand consciousness. But you can, in the degree that you'll be happy in this material world to, you know, you don't need to be even understand this kind of passion. You would like to have in your hand like a walnut. I said, no way. So accepting that, you know, that's an element of pride. You know, I have it, like I mentioned. We have a formula. That's the thing. Like now they have this very popular thing, law of attraction. People think they got formula how to get anything they want. And they practice. Apparently some of them get some things. Most often, no, or less than. But somehow, how is that works? Through karma, through, you know, maybe there's some higher energy involved in that. But you have mechanism, you don't need God. You have a mechanism. Point is, you want to be happy. In this, to Kailama Shashvatam. Goal is happiness. So if you can be happy without God, why not? There's a formula. That's the thing. Anyway, I'm going somewhere else. Hare Krishna.
Hi Krishna. Just wanted to ask a question on, you know, you mentioned like materially we can get bored, but spiritually we can also get stagnant in our practice. Like when we're chanting our rounds, we'll be inattentive occasionally, or we'll try and read these books and we just won't be interested. So how can we prevent this stagnation in our spiritual lives?
That's the role of sadhana. You have pleasure-seeking entities and you come to take medicine. You'd be bitter. There's no formula for that. You'll never meet a person who will give you a formula. You get, yeah. Everybody has his own way to find. As I mentioned many times, I'm constantly devising new ideas to trick my mind. One thing works for once, few times, doesn't work anymore. To devise new plans. It's a battle constantly. So, why, you know, we get bored in spiritual life? Did you ask ever yourself? Try to answer this. What's happening in your mind when you get saturated, bored? It's tedious. What you do? You give up. You don't give up. Therefore, knowledge helps you there. Knowledge is there to help you when it's tough. It's bitter. Oh. Knowledge tells you, if you have a faith, and in knowledge at least. And we have experience. One day, 2 days, tough. But as it goes away, you don't even, can't even understand, how is that? I was in such a terrible pit. And then, of course, when it's ecstatic, when it stops, you just can't recall, you know, all this. You can't remember picture, but picture is like, you are not there, you cannot recall. There's, you know, how. So that's the dynamic of sadhana bhakti until you reach the state. Therefore, you must find some way, something to have a taste for. You know, I met many persons, they just can't read the books. I just can't, my mind is low. But that, what they read other yogas, you know, they have attraction to that. That's the thing. You know, you have attraction to that and you convince yourself, it's a burden, you know. That's a thing. You have to endeavor seriously. I mean, as I say, it's no formula. I cannot give you a formula how you get that. You have to get through, you know. All life is like that. Struggle constant. Tivrena, bhakti, yogena, satatam, kirtayantamam. You have to carry on. And it is a mind, actually. To conquer the mind, supersoul is reached. This is mind. Boring, tedious. There's a mind. Simply mind. If you can separate yourself on the bank, and there's a crazy sea of mind, which chanchala, mind is chanchala, never steady with anything. If you just, without argument, just, okay, heavy warrior, whatever you want, I'm going my way. That's the thing. Only thing, maybe, don't listen. Yeah, it's feeling there, mind tells so many things. He'll tell you to jump from the building. You know, you're not going to follow. You're not going to, you know, take this, take that. Break principles. You're not going to do, you know. So there's a mind. You just carry on steadily. Steadily carrying. And once you get this velocity of many years of practice, you know, you'll be, I cannot say hardened, but you'll be, you know, rock a rock. So then you'll no problem. Mind will not take you. Realize it's mind only. You'll not give you problem anymore. You just, you'll be down there, I mentioned. You know, it's like in dungeon. Dangerous criminal. You put him down, in danger, lock him. And he screams all day. You know, first you hear him, you're tempted to release him. You cannot, it's painfully, please, give me this, give me that. You know, but then as you distance yourself, you can hear, this is something, you don't give a damn. He screams, you are there in top floor. You know, so there's a mind, you know. Because just by following mind, you'll end up in the lowest pit. This is what we do in the material world. Mind takes role of the super soul in the material world. And he's guiding us. See where we end up. So you will never do anything good from mind. Never. Just ignore. Don't discuss. You notice that when you engage in discussion in mind, pros and cons, you are a loser already when you enter into dialogue. Already, he'll convince you. You have this, have that. Yeah, it's for Krishna, you know. Whatever. Shastra said, therefore, Shastra gives you knowledge. This is good, this is bad. You have to learn. That's the strength of spiritual life. You learn to ignore. This is good, this is bad. No, thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Gaura Bhaktavinoda ki jaya, Haribol.